This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, radio family. Welcome. Another weekend edition of Community Focus returns. And very nice to be back with you every Saturday and Sunday mornings to talk about good people who are doing some wonderful things in our community. It is a pleasure to speak to the newest member of our Community Focus family. She not only has quite the story to tell, but she, Radio Family, is going to be the voice for a lot of us listening to today's program. Not only is she an advocate, but she's a champion, she's a survivor, and again, our conversation this morning will be able to help those who may not have the voice with which to help themselves. And so I'm very glad that we will have this conversation. It may be a little difficult for some, but Radio Family, this is a conversation that will give us the opportunity to really appreciate and how to have a better understanding when we talk about a subject such as sexual abuse. And I want to say good morning. She also, by the way, happens to be a writer and also has a website that we'll get into details about a little later on in our conversation. But first of all, Sharon Simonson, good morning, my sister, and welcome to Community Focus.
Good morning, Renee, and good morning, everyone out there listening.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. Very beautiful, sitting across from me here in the studio. See, I'm going to give you a big old radio hug, Sharon, as we get started this morning. You're so welcome. Not only a beautiful smile, but when we talk about the word advocate, and I mentioned earlier being a voice for others who may have also been, and I don't like to use the word victim, a difficult situation in which one who has gone through something like this, it isn't an easy topic of discussion to bring about, but you are, and I thank you for this, being so willing to be that voice. Absolutely. For someone who may not have a voice of their own. So tell us this morning, let me start by asking, what made you want to be an advocate for sexual abuse victims?
Well, I'll go back to being sexually abused at a young age and just suffering in silence with this dark secret, which led me to using drugs at an early age. And it made it difficult. It made my life difficult, made my adult life look difficult. Bad relationships, not feeling good about myself, just really suffering throughout my life. And I didn't want to see other people go through what I had been through. I went into therapy at an early age voluntarily. Didn't want to danced around the issue. I used the substance abuse and the depression as the reason why I was going. And then eventually, around the age of 40, I found a therapist that helped me really open up and start coping and dealing with the actual issue,
right,
which wasn't the substance abuse. It was the sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So when I began healing and life started turning around for me, I wanted to help other people get the help that I so needed early on, and there was no one that I could go to.
And what I appreciate most about what you just shared, Sharon, you used a very powerful word, which is healing, because most people may think who experience something as traumatic,
yes,
and as difficult as that, some may think, will I ever be able to heal? Will I ever be able to go on with life? Will I be able to, as you say, when I get to the point of having the conversation, who can I turn to? Thankfully, you had that one therapist who really understood,
yes,
your hurt,
yes,
understood your pain, and really just literally grabbed you by the hand and just walked you through that difficult time to where you were able to really, and literally, and we hear this term a lot, see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
To know that you had a future, that there was a Sharon who could go on as this wonderful, vibrant, loving individual and able to love other people in return.
Absolutely.
Because that is the difficult thing about being someone who's sexually abused. You don't want to be touched by anyone. You don't want to be held by anyone. But you have found such a wonderful way through therapy,
yes,
I'm sure through prayer and
yes,
through healing in general, to be able to get back to doing those things.
Absolutely. Sexual abuse is just so damaging to mm-hmm, down to your core.
Yeah.
You know, I never loved myself.
Right.
I actually hated myself, you know, because I thought that I had done something to deserve the way my life had gone. And I find that that is what most victims mm-hmm, believe,
yes,
that they must have done something. So you walk around with this self-hatred, feeling like damaged goods.
Right.
And I didn't want to feel that way.
Right.
I didn't want to feel that way anymore. There were moments when I didn't even want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Always looked at that everyone was better than me. And it just, I don't wish that on anybody.
Right.
So if there's something that I can do to help move someone
right,
into that healing place,
mm-hmm,
then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my pain and suffering to help others.
And it's so encouraging to Sharon to know that a person can reach that turning point. Like you say, they can decide today is going to be the day,
yes,
that I take my life back.
Yes. Healing is possible.
Absolutely.
You know, healing is definitely possible, but, you know, it has to start with the person
right,
forgiving themselves first.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then being able to forgive those that hurt you. And that's hard for some people
to do. Right.
But it's a must. It's the only mm-hmm, way that you're going to be able to move on. I'm not saying forget what's
right,
been done to you, but you have to learn to forgive.
What's the name of your nonprofit organization? Let's talk about that.
It's called Angel Wings Bridge Foundation.
Absolutely. I'm looking at it right now. I've pulled it up on, mm-hmm, on my laptop and my Chromebook. Beautifully put together.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You obviously were instrumental in this, and thank you for this and the person, unless it was you, who was the web designer and putting this on, because Radio Family, as you go through it, there's beautiful images, starting with inspiring souls to heal.
Yes.
And it's never too late to be what you might have been. That's actually a quote from George Eliot.
Yes.
And so various quotes, a wonderful welcome that really goes into detail about your 501c3 organization that's local. It's right here, based in Greensboro.
Yes.
Wonderful. And there are services for sexual abuse victims and their families. I think that is so important,
yes,
that you or that a person has a support system. And very likely that was the case for you.
Yes, it was.
Excellent. Well, what made you want to start an organization, Sharon?
Well, there aren't, in my research, what I found is that there aren't a lot of resources for sexual abuse victims.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of resources for domestic abuse, but not sexual abuse, because it's actually a topic that people still, even today, don't want to talk about.
Right.
And it's happening around you. It's people that you know, people that you love, but for some reason, it's just such a taboo issue, and
exactly,
especially still in 2019.
Right.
So I wanted to develop an organization that would provide resources, that would
mm-hmm,
fill in the gap and provide resources for people who are ready to break their silence and
mm-hmm,
move on and get the help that they need. So what I do is offer resources. I've also held workshops, like 6-week period of workshops, where people can come into a safe place and talk about what they're going through, and then provide them the professional resources that
right,
they need. I provide peer support.
Excellent.
I'm in the process of developing a program that will allow me to go into substance abuse facilities and work with some of their clients mm-hmm. to deal with the core problem, which is sexual abuse,
right.
and not just the substance abuse. That's just an after effect
mm-hmm.
That people use to numb their pain. I know that's what I did for many, 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 many mm-hmm. years, and I'm just so grateful that I'm not on that journey anymore.
Right.
It's been a healing journey.
Excellent.
And I want to share that with others.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for being that advocate. How long has Angel Wings, Bridge Foundation been around?
I'm going to say about 11 years.
Wow.
It was actually founded in New Jersey, which I'm a native of New Jersey.
I was going to say, I detect a little bit of that Jersey accent. It's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
You're
I've
welcome.
Been here in Greensboro about 6 years now.
Okay.
So I'm still developing it.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work in New Jersey, and, you know, God just would not allow me to put it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that I believe that I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
I don't believe my pain and suffering has been in vain. And I'm here in Greensboro wanting to share and help others here in my community here.
And we thank you for making that transition, if you will,
thank you.
From Jersey to Greensboro. The Gate City welcomes you with open arms and so happy
you.
That you're welcome, that you now have decided to make North Carolina home.
Yes.
So wonderful. Sharon, thank you so much. I've really have enjoyed our conversation from the standpoint that as I look at you, I look at a person who has a wonderful future before them, someone who has a hope and someone who wants someone else to have that same hope in the healing process.
Absolutely.
And to let them know that they don't have to sit alone in silence.
No.
They have a person in you and through your foundation and through your agency. So, Radio Family, before we take our first break of the morning, take a few minutes to take in our conversation that Sharon and I have had thus far this morning. We are going to continue with the second half of the program because, Sharon, the important thing is getting the help that someone may need.
Yes.
Through your foundation. So all the contact information we will share in just a few minutes. But first, Mama, you official. You are a part of the Community Focus family, so welcome aboard.
And I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And Radio Family, thank you for your great company. Indeed, we're coming back more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It's more the weekend edition of Community Focus heard Saturday and Sunday mornings in our intercom stations. Thank you, Radio Family, for being such an integral part of this public affairs show. And I thank as well members of our Community Focus family, our newest one in Sharon Simonson. Again, our conversation is on sexual abuse. Sharon, thank you again for being that advocate and that voice for so many of us. Even if we have not been through such a traumatic experience, I think this is really an educational piece as well for a lot of us, so that if we have loved ones or know of someone who may be dealing with this particular situation and find it hard to talk to someone, you're giving us the tools through the resources and the guidance that we need to help someone else.
Yes.
But just thank you in your area of expertise, particularly through the Angel Wings Bridge Foundation and the various programs that you offer. I just wanted to actually mention a couple that you have clients that participate and self-building or self-esteem
mm-hmm.
building activities. You have support group programs. You provide professional resource referrals, which you mentioned earlier, assistance in setting personal goals for healing. And I like this equally so. Lastly, it's about empowerment.
Yes.
It's about mind. It's about body and spirit.
Yes.
Wonderful. So with that, what's the mission of your organization?
The mission is to fill in the gaps where there are no resources and to be a resource for victims, that they no longer be victims but become survivors.
Yeah, I like that. And that's the main thing, is the focus on surviving.
Yes.
Because you are one who survived.
Yes.
and you want to help others to know that they can become survivors as well.
Absolutely.
Now, what's the website address of your organization again?
It is www.angelwingsbridge.com.
Excellent. Now, let's transition a little bit from the website to, I mentioned at the beginning of the program that you are an author, so tell me about the books you have written.
Well, the first book is called Without Permission, A Spiritual Journey to Healing. And I self-published that book in 2011. Wow. And that was actually after my breakthrough with working with the therapist that I mentioned earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell my story, and I wanted to share my journey with others to give them hope and to inspire them, to let them know that you don't have to be a victim. You can mm-hmm. become a survivor.
Right.
So I shared my story of what I had gone through and how I started healing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also included in that same book stories of other victims whose stories are a little bit different, but somehow they're all similar.
Right. Sort of intertwined.
They are.
Yeah.
We may not go through the exact same thing, but the aftermath is the same, the low self-esteem, the depression,
right.
Not having good relationships, the mm-hmm. anger. Just a lot of the things are the same from one victim to the next. We experience
right.
a lot of the same feelings and experiences. And I also included two therapists that share their viewpoint from a professional mm-hmm. aspect and some resources in the book.
Excellent. Now, let's take it back to when you decided that you wanted to begin penning your book.
Mm.
Because for most people, as an author, sometimes there may be a little bit of hesitation because there's so much you want to include.
Yes.
Yet at the same time, you're afraid you're going to leave so much out.
Yes.
So how was the process of putting the book together? How many, you know, I know you probably started off small
mm-hmm.
and then eventually worked your way up.
Well, to be quite honest, when I first decided to write the book, it wasn't about sexual abuse.
Okay.
It was going to be inspirational
mm-hmm.
because I was in such a place where I was just elated and I had had my breakthrough. I was
right.
feeling good about myself. And I always wanted to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of who I am.
Right.
So, but God had another plan for me. It just went a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing about the sexual abuse. There was a lot of anxiety. And I wanted to tell my truth.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself as an honest person. So if I'm going to tell a story, I'm going to tell the truth.
The truth, right.
So I was wondering what would people think of me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to harm other people by telling my truth.
Right.
So I had to figure out, you know, how was I going to tell the truth but not hurt other people in the process?
Right.
That caused me to stop in the middle mm-hmm. of writing the book. I had to think about how was I going to do that.
Right.
So there was a lot of anxiety. It was a healing journey
mm-hmm.
Because I had to go back from the beginning.
Right.
So I experienced a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of breakdowns, but I kept going because I knew that I was doing the right thing.
Right. Right.
I knew that by sharing my story, it would inspire other people to break their silence
right.
and begin their journey as well.
It reminds me, when we think about a word such as perseverance, and we literally, Sharon, we think about, as you said, how this can help others. Because sometimes, even though the immediacy is to want to help ourselves, even more so, we want to say, how does this help a person, like you said, who's gone through a similar situation, not the exact same way, but a way that really brings the group support that individuals need.
Right.
Because like you said, and we talked about it earlier, it's such a taboo subject. It's such a difficult subject to think about. I know that in just having this conversation with you today and any time when the subject of sexual abuse comes out, perhaps one of the biggest myths or misconceptions that a lot of people may have is that it usually happens as a result of a stranger, somebody that you just don't know. But surprisingly, more than not, it's someone you do know.
Absolutely.
And initially someone you had trusted.
Absolutely.
And that person violated that trust. And so it's like you say, really a healing process, which I know it had to have been for you. Mm-hmm. The more that you got into, after you wrote your first paragraph, then it was your first chapter. And then next thing you know, the book's complete. Yes. And you were able to share it and to help others to heal.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
You know, some of the people that read the book afterwards that mm-hmm. were close to me, and the things that I shared in the book, they were really taken aback because they were like, wow, you know, no one ever knew.
Yeah.
It was a big secret that I had kept to myself for right. most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a surprise to many people.
Right. Especially those most closest to you.
Yes.
But once they knew, what was their reaction going forward from there?
They were proud.
Yeah.
I would just have to say the word proud,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I was courageous enough to come out with my story
right.
and share it and not worry about what others
people.
Would think
exactly.
or what others would
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Would you say there was also that moment of perhaps relief, letting a lot of that emotion go? Because when a person does sit in silence for such a long period of time, and all of those emotions just build up, you've got to find a way to release it.
Yes.
And I remember you saying, or as you mentioned earlier, for those who may not have tuned into the earlier portion of our program, Sharon, was that you let go in the form of substance abuse.
Yes.
And everybody, again, everybody's situation is going to be different. But relief from the standpoint that now your drug of choice is love, if you will.
Yes.
And the support that you were able to get from other family members.
Yes. It was a relief
yeah.
to let it all go and not carry that secret anymore.
Right, 'cause right.
that's a heavy load for
it
anybody
is.
To bear. You
Absolutely.
Know? And I carried that for the majority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it was a big relief. And, you know, after the dust settled and, you know, the book was released,
mm-hmm.
I could say the word sexual abuse.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time I couldn't even say the word.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
So now I say it and I'm happy to have the conversation if it's going to help someone.
Absolutely. And happy we're having this conversation.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me take this opportunity, Sharon Simonson, to welcome those who may just be joining us. Thank you, Radio Family, indeed for your company. You're listening to the Weekend Edition of Community Focus. She is an author. She's an advocate. She has an amazing website that, again, Radio Family, I encourage you to please, if you have the opportunity while listening to us here on the Weekend Edition of Community Focus, Angel Wings Bridge Foundation. Sharon, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. How do you think your books will help sexual abuse survivors or victims?
Sure. It's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good information, and I didn't mention that I just released the second book, which is called Living Beyond the Silence.
Yeah.
And that shares a little bit of my story again,
mm-hmm.
and also the story of others. But also what this book has in it that the first one didn't, it breaks down some of the things that we go through as victims,
right.
Such as PTSD. Depression, substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't recognize the effects that are taking place in our lives,
mm-hmm.
Such as having PTSD
right.
Or suffering from depression. So all that is in this second book to let people know, to allow them to recognize if they have any of those symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and also more resources of who they can reach out to.
Absolutely.
To get the help that they need. So that's pretty much what it is. It's a resource book, and it also shares stories of others that will inspire them that mm-hmm. they're not alone.
Right.
That other people have gone through what they may be going through or
mm-hmm.
have gone through in the past, and that there's hope.
Absolutely. And again, it goes back to the process, the healing process.
Yes.
And taking, for some people, if it's just baby steps, that first step can be the most important. And I like what's mentioned here on your website. One of the most beautiful things is believing in yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you believed in yourself, my sister.
I did.
Absolutely. I did. And you believe in others.
I do.
Yes.
I do. And I think it's having faith is also, that's what got me through.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not to make it religious, because faith is not, you know, about religion. Faith is believing in something greater than yourself, mm-hmm. or someone greater than yourself to push you to that next mm-hmm. level. And that is the only thing that got me through, mm-hmm. was just having faith that that I was going to make it.
And knowing someone was going to be there to help you.
Yes.
In that process. And Radio Family, to know that someone is here to help you. And her name is Sharon Simonson. Now, Sharon, let me ask you, how can people get a copy of your books?
It is on Amazon.com, mm-hmm. BarnesandNobles.com. And then you can also order it through the website. The links are there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, angelwingsbridge.com. And I believe Target has it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the next time, Radio Family, you happen to be in Target, make your way over to the book section. And you will see a very beautiful lady by the name of Sharon Simonson. Now, I've noticed, too, one thing on your website, Sharon,
mm-hmm.
not only going into discussion about sexual abuse, you do have a way with which people can contact you.
Yes,
I do. Let me make that correction.
Yes, I do.
And also, for those who would like to help, one can donate
yes.
as well. Okay, and yes. how does a person do that?
There's a donate button right there on the website, and okay. they can click on it. And that will go to providing more resources, such as training materials for the program that's in development right now.
Excellent. Let me ask you this. What would you like to say, Sharon, to someone out there listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus who's been sexually abused and doesn't quite know how to get help? What's the first step?
The first step is just believing that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that what happened to you is not your fault, that there's definitely hope for you, and that there are people that are out there that can help you,
mm-hmm.
and that you can become a survivor. You don't have to be a victim.
Right.
There's hope, and you just have to find someone that you can trust and that you can share, you know, what has happened to you, and find the help that you need. There's resources out there. You know, a lot of people are afraid to go into therapy, but I think therapy is a wonderful thing. It's helped me. It took many years,
mm-hmm.
But everyone's journey is different.
Right.
But just knowing that you're not alone and be willing to break that silence and share with someone that you trust and that you know will be there to support you.
Absolutely. And that is such a nice transition, because I wanted to share a Sharon with our radio family in what's found here. Again, the website, angelwingsbridge.com, all one word, of course, is that the main focus is not only to empower, but I mentioned this word earlier, educate.
Yes.
Families. And not just the adults, but children, teachers, community leaders, on prevention and awareness
yes.
of sexual abuse. Because even though it's a difficult conversation, it's one that's truly needed. And mm-hmm. one that can allow someone to feel comfortable enough to bring the subject matter to the surface.
Yes.
I also appreciate and like the fact that you've partnered with substance abuse facilities.
Yes.
Licensed therapists and really other community organizations that can assist victims and their families to overcome abuse. That's the key word, to overcome.
Yes.
That's the key word, is to survive. That's the key word, is to know that you don't have to be alone in this fight.
Right. You're not alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Sharon, any closing thoughts, comments, anything that I didn't ask that you would like to bring to our conversation this morning? The floor is yours.
Again, I just want to say to anyone out there who is a victim or who has been abused that you're not alone. There is help out there. Find someone that you can trust. Seek some professional help. You can become a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And please consider picking up my books. They'll inspire you to to start your healing journey.
Absolutely. Now, I hope this question isn't too broad of a one to ask, Sharon, but where do you see yourself, and particularly Angel Wings Bridge, down the road?
Hopefully opening up more offices throughout the nation. Speaking nationally. Making people aware of the dilemma that we have, and hopefully helping to decrease the amount of sexual abuse cases that exist today.
Thank you for that, because I know that puts you, that can put somebody on the spot, I should say, but you handled that quite beautifully. And you are such a beautiful person.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am just so happy to have had the opportunity through a mutual friend of ours to be introduced to you on this program. Certainly, I don't want this to be the one and only time you come, because again, our dialogue and our conversation on this subject matter is so important.
It is.
Because in order to heal, we have to continue in that process. And I think that this has been a great avenue with which to do so. Thank you for bringing your message and your platform.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome to this public affairs show. So now it's official. It's kind of on record now, Ms. Sharon, that I would love to have you come back for a future program.
Absolutely.
Anything that is ongoing with angelwingsbridge.com, please keep me in the know, so I'll make sure that we exchange contact information.
Okay.
And just know you are Radio Family officially, Mama. So glad to have you. And again, thank you for bringing the awareness.
Thank you.
And the importance, the healing, and being the voice for a lot of people who likely have found it difficult to have this conversation. I really hope this has encouraged, touched, or inspired someone who has been sitting in silence or may now still be sitting in silence. But they have listened to this program, they've heard your voice, they've heard your story, and it's not just a matter of because sexual abuse happens to anyone.
Yes, it does.
To any individual. So for he or she who may be sitting and listening, I'm going to say on their behalf and be that voice as well to say thank you for what you have done.
My pleasure.
Please continue to do what you do.
I will.
And Sharon, on this program, there are never any goodbyes. I like to say to my family and friends, and I consider you both, just until next time.
Okay.
So Sharon Simonson, no goodbyes, just until next time.
Just until next time.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Radio Family. You are doing some wonderful things in our communities as well. You are bringing the awareness with what you do, so please continue in your efforts. And indeed, with no goodbyes, until next time, thank you for tuning in as we bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. So until that next time, do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.